This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kristen Klonowski joins me live from New York, fashion designer, the founder and the director of, how do I pronounce it? Is it Astrophil and Stella?
Yes, Astrophil and Stella. It's actually named after a sonnet that I've came across when I was doing some research for the name. So it was written in the 1580s by Sir Philip Sidney, and I really just liked more what the sonnet was about. It's basically a tragic love affair, but he was in love with one of Queen Elizabeth's ladies-in-waiting, and she dumped him.
Uh-huh.
So... I was actually going through a mild breakup when I decided to name the line, but I know it's like kind of crazy, but I actually really love the name. Astrophil means star lover, Stella means star, so it has a lot of depth to it, so it's a good place to look for inspiration for my collection I'm working on, the ones to come.
New York fashion designer Kristen Klonowski. The website is astrophilandstella.com. The debut collection of her new design is tomorrow in Soho. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
So what's the vision for the new line?
Well, the first line I have pulled together in, 3 months, which is not a normal amount of time. Everything's been done very quickly from, getting my LLC, trademarking the name, designing, and starting very small for most designers. I'm starting with, 13 pieces. It's mostly dresses. When I started, I was looking to the sonnet for some inspiration, but I also was a ballerina growing up, and a lot of the silhouettes are kind of light in that aspect. They have fuller skirts without being, like, poofy. I design things that are classic.
I was going to say, it's a very classic look, these new clothes that you're debuting tomorrow in New York. It's a very classic look.
Yes, it's very classic. I want things that are timeless, but my line is made to measure and made to order, so I don't hold inventory. It's made for your body, which is something I find it's really hard in women's fashion to find something that fits all over. And every woman has a different body, so this is an aspect that really is, it speaks to me, it speaks to my friends, hopefully to more people than that. But I used a lot of hand embroidered laces, silk, satin, just beautiful, luxurious fabrics that are flattering, because sometimes you find a fabric and it emphasizes the wrong parts of your body, or, it's just not comfortable, but it's the fabrics I use are very, they're flattering for the silhouette as well as ultimately the person. So
we're talking with New York fashion designer Kristen Klonowski, her debut collection tomorrow in Soho. The website is astrophilandstella.com. And I should let listeners know that you are my niece. And so I could not be a prouder uncle today that for the fact that what you have been able to accomplish in a few short years. And folks should know that you're from a very small town in South Georgia, and you were going to just a liberal arts college, and you decided to change the complete direction of your life and follow a dream. And if there ever is an American story, this is it. I mean, you followed your dream to New York City to where? I mean, what took you to New York initially?
Well, initially, I don't know. I'd say pretty much my grandmother brought me to New York for my 16th birthday, or your mother. and I was walking down the street, and she was just like, "You fit in really well here." And I was like, "I'm moving to New York. That's pretty much the end goal." And I started working for another fashion designer around the age of 13 who grew up in the same town as I did in Georgia. And it's a line called Tibby. And she started very small and has grown to be a pretty well-known and established brand. And starting out working at Tibby was kind of the beginning of everything, I'd say. I learned a lot. I worked for them pretty consistently for about 10 years, which is, I think, child labor, but I enjoyed it. And it's really, I came to New York because it was where I knew I had to be to do what I wanted. I always wanted my own company. I knew I wanted to run a fashion house, and I just had to figure out kind of where that was going to start. Every day of my life, I wear a dress, and so I figured, why not start with dresses? I actually started designing dresses for myself 2 years ago, and I would wear them, and I'd get compliments, and my friends were always like, I want that dress, I want that dress. And so I pretty much started with the silhouette of what I refer to as my Christmas dress. I had a Christmas party 2 years ago, and I was searching everywhere for the perfect red dress. Usually it's the perfect black dress, but it was red. And I had so many people asking me to buy that dress. And then, you know, fast forward to the past 3 months, I made that dress, plus, you know, 11 others, and the feedback thus far for the people who've seen it is, you know, I'm buying three pieces. I'm buying this in blue. I'm, you know, it's been overwhelming and exciting. And it's everything I've ever wanted coming to life.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is truly a dream come true. We're talking with New York fashion designer Kristen Klonoski, who just a few short years ago was at a little college in South Georgia, and she had a dream to one day design clothes in New York City. Tomorrow, she launches her own company and her own line in Soho, the debut collection of Astrofel and Stella. Again, it's online at astrofelandstella.com. How does a design launch work? What is this going to look like?
Wow. I haven't slept a lot in the past week, pretty much. I dream about my clothes. I dream about what the turnout's going to be. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be wonderful. Pretty much, I am funding everything myself. So having lived in New York, I guess 7 years now, I have made a lot of friends in fashion, in different industries, music, art. So I was looking for a space that wasn't going to cost anything. A friend of mine offered up his loft in Soho, which is a fantastic, you know, space. It's beautiful. The art on the walls is beautiful. So it really has character, and it adds a lot to what my line, you know, is and what I wanted to speak about. So I've been doing fittings for all of my samples. I actually this morning decided to make a dress at the last minute, got up at 6 o'clock, made a dress, I wanted it to be purple, I put it in my saucepan, and now it's purple, and drying in the bathroom. So starting out, it's things like that, and that's really what I love about it, is you're either painting buttons the perfect color because you can't find the perfect color, or you're, you know, dyeing a dress in your saucepan, or it's just everything running around the garment district, sweating and, you know, thinking that it's just not going to work. And then when the product is produced and you're like, this is my sketch, this is my pattern, it's coming to life, it's just extremely rewarding. And even more so if people actually buy and wear the things. So right before this call, I was adhering photos to foam board, which is going to be a part of my display next to each dress. I am going to have a photo. I did a shoot in my backyard in New York, which is a very rare thing to have. A 200-square-foot studio and a beautiful backyard is a nice combination.
Kristen Klonoski, a fashion designer in New York City. She launches her debut collection tomorrow in Soho. The website is astrofelandstella.com. Kristen, I am truly a proud uncle. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Coy. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Again, the website's Astrophil and Stella. That's Kristen Klonoski, my niece, who had a dream. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.